You can compare what each gospel writer wrote about Jesus and his ministry in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. It's titled Jesus, A Study of the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Jesus, A Study on the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John costs $14.99. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Jesus, A Study on the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to Friday's broadcast end. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have assembled four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play those soundbites for you, and then we're going to ask you to listen and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. We'd like to know what your reason is. You can agree, disagree, or just want to hear it again or never want to hear it again. Those are all good reasons for voting for one of them to be Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, and we've left space there for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let us know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. And the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Luther Rose medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. Soundbite number one this week comes from Kristen Day. Here she is responding to Pete Buttigieg's answer to her question about pro-life Democrats.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat. So do you want the support of pro-life Democrats, pro-life Democratic voters? There are about 21 million of us. And if so, would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party?
Well, I respect where you're coming from, and I hope to earn your vote. But I'm not going to try to earn your vote by tricking you. I am pro-choice, and I believe that a woman ought to be able to make that decision. I know that the difference of opinion that you and I have is one that we have come by honestly. The best I can offer is that if we can't agree on where to draw the line, the next best thing we can do is agree on who should draw the line. And in my view, it's the woman who's faced with that decision in her own life.
Chris Wallace asked me, did he answer your question? And I said, no. He did not answer my question. That was very frustrating because I know his position on abortion. So I didn't need to hear about his position on abortion. I didn't ask it. What I asked is, do you want my support? And would you be entertaining platform language that would be inclusive for pro-life Democrats? And I guess essentially he said, no, he doesn't want my vote because, and no, he doesn't want platform language, is what I gleaned from his answer. We can thank Hillary Clinton in 2016 for the worst platform language in the history of the platform language. The nominee is in control of what is included, and they did not want our opinion at all in 2016. And it was clear she didn't want to vote, so I guess she got what she asked for.
That's soundbite number one, Kristen Day, responding to Pete Buttigieg's answer to her question about pro-life Democrats. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Joel Bierman. He was responding to a New York Times piece that essentially said, hell isn't in the Bible. Here he is talking about hell and the appeal of universalism.
If we really understand the scope of Scripture and the plan of Christ and God's love for his creation, I think every Christian would have at least a sense of, I can see why universalism would have a tug to it. There's an attraction to this, that God's going to get his whole creation. I mean, who doesn't like this idea that God is going to get every single person, nothing's going to be left out? This is quite consistent with the gospel message, and that's consistent with what Jesus teaches. He's coming for everything. He wants it all. He wants all to be saved. That's the First Timothy text. God wants all to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. This is God's desire, and God yearns for for this, and every Christian should yearn for this as well. And yet, that's the tragedy of the individual who rejects that gift, the tragedy of the one who stands against Christ. And we just have to just shake our heads and think, why? Why would you reject what God gives? And that's the horror of hell, that in spite of all that God offers and gives freely for all, it's rejected. So I'm sympathetic to an extent of why people see universalism as attractive. I mean, who wouldn't? And who wouldn't want to recognize that God has this great gospel for everybody and has the power for this to be extended to even the worst sinner? That's absolutely true. No one's denying this. And yet the responsibility of the human being who can resist God and reject him and who's held accountable for that rejection, that's also clearly scriptural. And you can't make the mistake of letting the power of the gospel deny the accountability of the human being to resist and reject what God gives.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Joel Bierman on Hell and the Appeal of Universalism, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. Here he is responding to Joe Rogan, famous podcaster. Rogan has a theory about Jesus being the result of hallucinogenic mushroom trips.
The Amanita muscaria is the most fascinating one to me. That is the subject of a book by a guy named John Marco Allegro. After studying the Dead Sea Scrolls for, I think it was 14 years before he wrote this book, he decided that all of Christianity was a massive misunderstanding. And what it was originally about was these stories, these collection of stories that were about fertility rituals and psychedelic mushroom use.
What's more likely, that you have this transmission of this secret mushroom knowledge with this unified history of you know, identical hallucinations throughout the course of thousands of years, or that a weirdo academic made something up? One of the kind of the playbooks for this is you reference some obscure piece of data, you sort of cite your credentials for the fact that you're an expert on this, and then you just hope that nobody calls your bluff. So Allegro was basically called out and routinely mocked by all of his contemporaries. But over the course of time, you know, the passage of time gives things the air of authenticity, even things that are absolutely false and clear forgeries. His contemporaries at the time all dismissed this and said this is just absolute idiocy. Just the idea that ever so conveniently right around the time that you have this psychedelic drug culture emerging, a guy who ever so conveniently happens to be an ancient language scholar, ever so conveniently happens to find that in ancient languages they all took psychedelic mushrooms, and that's really where Christianity came from. It's obviously quite preposterous.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney responding to Joe Rogan's Jesus Mushroom Theory. Vote for that one by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, January the 31st, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because we're about to play soundbite number four. We'll take a break, and the break is an excellent time for you to vote. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Christopher Eskett. Here he is explaining why he preached a sermon to prepare people who are going to the March for Life in Washington, D.C.
The march itself is a civil demonstration. It takes place on the mall in the nation's capital, going to the Supreme Court, going past the United States Capitol. And at times I have felt a little empty by that, because politics cannot be the ultimate meaning in our life. How we govern ourselves, our common life together, is very important. But you know, the Bible teaches us to place not our trust in princes and the Son of Man, in whom is no help. For many, politics is becoming their religion, both on the right and on the left. And I think that it's important that we recognize that this is ultimately a spiritual battle. And while before the human authorities, we should present a case derived from natural law that every human life is valuable and deserves equal protection, before the church, when we gather as Christians, we reflect on revealed law, reflect on the scriptures, which shows us God's intent behind what we already know from creation and natural law, but also shows us the victory over death. We live in a culture of death, and people need to hear that their Jesus has already overcome death, that the victory has been won, and whether we are feeling optimistic or pessimistic about the prospects of ending abortion or of reversing Roe v. Wade and having this come back to the states and having a more robust argument that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and nothing can stop that. We know the end of this story. So I think it's important that we gather together to pray and encourage one another as Christians.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Christopher Eskett. Why preach a sermon before the March for Life? You've heard the four sound bites. Now it's time for you to vote. We'll take a break. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE. This break is a good time to call, 877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter at @IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package next.
My plan is to talk about understanding the Ten Commandments through the lens of the passive and the active obedience of Christ.
Pastor Hans Feeney talking about his presentation at the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
So one of the things I like to do when I teach my confirmation classes, both my youth confirmation and adult confirmation class, is to talk a lot about how it is that Christ fulfills all of these commandments for us and understanding what it means to keep these commandments through the lens of the way that Christ kept them for us from both the perspective of his active obedience, so his active keeping of the law, as well as his passive obedience, which is obeying the will of his Father and going to the cross.
You can meet and hear Pastor Hans Feeney at this year's Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th in Chicago. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or give us a call, 618-223-8385.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have come to that part where your votes are required. You've heard the four sound bites. Now we're asking for your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one? Kristen Day responding to Peter Buttigieg's answer to her question about pro-life Democrats. Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Joel Bierman on hell and the appeal of universalism? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney responding to Joe Rogan's Jesus mushroom theory? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Christopher Eskett on why preach a sermon before the March for Life? 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to Indiana and talk with Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi. When I listened to Joel Bierman, I was reminded of a little pamphlet that I got from a person several years ago, and it was written about a book entitled Little Book About Seven Words, and the seven words were, I believe God will save every person, and obviously that's universalism. As I looked back down, through this, I came across a comment down here. It says, to reject the Bible completely is to miss its proclamation of God's love, but to accept it uncritically is to support some ugly notions about God. And I was reminded as soon as I read that of the soundbite from John Warwick Montgomery a couple weeks ago, and it just shows how everything that you guys do kind of ties all together in Scripture, and how it is so easy to reject Scripture and want to put your own viewpoint in there. So I'm going to vote for Joel Bierman. I thought he made some really good points about universalism.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Indiana. That's a vote for soundbite number two, Dr. Joel Bierman on hell and the appeal of universalism. I think the comment that Dr. Montgomery said was, you start with the Bible, you let the Bible say what it says, you shut up and keep your mouth shut, and if you don't like it, tough on you, not tough on the Bible. I paraphrase, of course. Karen says, my vote is for soundbite number four. My reason is because he's absolutely correct. That's Pastor Christopher Eskett. A phrase my husband has used several times is religious idolatry. Christians should remember that we know how the story ends. God is much more powerful than any political leader. Karen, thank you very much for your vote. Brenda says she's voting for Kristen Day's soundbite. Brenda says, so often the pro-life movement gets divided very strongly along party lines. It's refreshing and, I believe, important to hear and realize that there are Democratic voters and even women that have a strong pro-life belief. Brenda, thank you for your vote. Another vote for Kristen Day. This is from Luther in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Luther says, it's becoming increasingly clear that there is no room in the Democratic Party for a pro-life individual or anything short of abortion up to the second of birth, and then in some cases, abortion even after the child is born. I think you're right, Luther. Very little room, indeed. Jeff listens in Rhode Island. Jeff says, I'm voting for soundbite number two, Dr. Joel Bierman on hell and the appeal of universalism. While the title of the soundbite doesn't sound very hopeful, the true gospel of Christ certainly does. Jeff, thank you, and thanks for listening in Rhode Island. Riley listens in Spokane, Washington. Riley says, I would like to vote for soundbite number three with Pastor Hans Feeney, responding to Joe Rogan's Jesus mushroom theory. It is beyond me why so many otherwise reasonable people will believe anything when it comes to alternate views on Scripture. I appreciate this comment because he nailed the fact that behind all these wild modern theories, even back to the Gnostic Gospels, you just have someone trying to leverage man's natural faithlessness to sell books. Related, loved the latest Lutheran satire when the liberals ruined Christmas for Horace. That was a good one, too. Riley, thank you very much for your vote. This vote comes from Jan in Monticello, Illinois. Voting for soundbite number one, Kristen Day, her response to Pete Buttigieg's answer to her question about pro-life Democrats. Kristen Day's question to Pete Buttigieg's agenda for abortion should be heard by all American voters. First, Buttigieg does not respect Kristen's vote. Abortion is not a subject that floats along a scale. It is a yes or no question as soon as the woman's egg is fertilized. Buttigieg goes on to the only thing he really cares about, winning the election to be president. When he says that he's attained his opinion honestly, it is not by the word of God who gave us the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Jesus also tells us in Matthew 19:14, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And in Matthew 18:6, Jesus says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Jesus is telling us about his love for his children. The Holy Spirit was with John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb, jumping at the presence of Jesus. Buttigieg only has an opinion. Jesus draws the line at conception. He is God who draws the line. His word is truth. Jan, thanks for listening in Illinois. Philip listens in Minnesota. Philip says, I'm voting for Dr. Bierman mostly because out of the four, only he received a shout out on Flame's latest EP. But also because I think he rightly identifies both the reason why universalism is so attractive and also rightly teaches what Scripture teaches about the reality of hell. Philip, thanks for listening in Minnesota. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number one, Kristen Day. Here she is responding to Pete Buttigieg's answer to her question about pro-life Democrats.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat. So do you want the support of pro-life Democrats, pro-life Democratic voters? There are about 21 million of us. And if so, would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party?
Well, I respect where you're coming from, and I hope to earn your vote. But I'm not going to try to earn your vote by tricking you. I am pro-choice, and I believe that a woman ought to be able to make that decision. I know that the difference of opinion that you and I have is one that we have come by honestly. The best I can offer is that if we can't agree on where to draw the line, the next best thing we can do is agree on who should draw the line. And in my view, it's the woman who's faced with that decision in her own life.
Chris Wallace asked me, did he answer your question? And I said, no. He did not answer my question. That was very frustrating because I know his position on abortion. So I didn't need to hear about his position on abortion. I didn't ask it. What I asked is, do you want my support? And would you be entertaining platform language that would be inclusive for pro-life Democrats? And I guess essentially he said, no, he doesn't want my vote because, and no, he doesn't want platform language is what I gleaned from his answer. We can thank Hillary Clinton in 2016 for the worst platform language in the history of the platform language. The nominee is in control of what is included, and they did not want our opinion at all in 2016. And it was clear she didn't want to vote, so I guess she got what she asked for.
That's the winning soundbite this Friday, Kristen Day, with a response to Pete Buttigieg's answer to her question about pro-life Democrats. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Scott in Indiana, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your shirt size and mailing address. talkback@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is a study of the four Gospels side by side. You don't have to flip pages to see what John says or what Luke says or what Mark says on a particular incident in Jesus' life. You can see it all in one page. It's called Jesus, a Study of the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Colossians. We'll continue our series on the words of Scripture, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about the word joy. We'll discuss the solid declaration of the formula of Concord with Pastor Paul McCain, and we'll get a review of the movie The Irishman with Pastor Ted Geese. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Lutheran Talk.
We have an ecumenical responsibility to hold forth the Scriptures and to bear witness to grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone.
Lutheran Music. Listen anytime, anywhere in 2020 with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.